Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening. Peace and blessings. Welcome to another edition of Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. This is Vani, your sexual wellness coach, along with
Zakia, your sex enthusiast.
Yay! So we are back another week, Z.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting, man. This is third week.
How amazing. Yes.
And you know what, Vani, I tell you, this journey is just awesome. You know, last week we had a hot conversation.
Oh, yes, we did.
We had a hot conversation about the G-spot, the male and female G-spot. And we got a lot of feedback from people. First of all, I want to thank those who came on to share their experiences. And I'm going to put their hopes for those of us who haven't been there. But it was really great to hear what people were saying, text messages that we got, feedback, and to hear from our brothers. You know,
yes.
Great to hear what their opinion was and their openness and not so openness about having that G-spot experience.
Yeah, and it was just a beautiful exchange of energy all around, you know. And each week, you know, that's what I hope for us to continue with. Just, you know, we're learning from our audience and our listeners that, you know, come in and chime in and want to be a part of the conversation. And we hope that we're adding value to them as well. So it's beautiful. And I said it last week and I said it the week before that I'm blessed and I just so honored to have this opportunity to have a opportunity to share the information that we're going to be sharing, Z, because, you know, I say, you know, it's not always about the bump and grind. And even though that's fun, you know, there's some things that we want to make sure that we're in balance. So we're going to talk about nutrition tonight. Even though we had that juicy G-spot conversation last week.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely want to want this show to be about adding value, educating. Again, we're educating ourselves. I'm certainly learning more. And I know nutrition is one of your biggest things, you know. So I love that you're adding that portion of it, because you know, without a healthy body, you can't even really have good sex, right? Because you know, if you don't have heart health, you don't have stamina, you don't, you know, and you're at a beautiful age, and we have a lot of our listening audience who, you know, reproductive health, you know, people still, you know, wanting to have babies, and so they're having to make sure all their reproductive organs are working correctly. And so we definitely want to talk about food. I mean, we survive off of food and, you know, water and the things that make our bodies healthy and strong. So we're going to be supporting people tonight and making sure that we're eating good foods for great health and wellness and sexual health and wellness, and also adding some fun stuff to the
veggies. So at the top of the hour after our commercial, we have a special treat this evening. And she's a dear friend of mine, and I mean, it's just it's going to be an honor having her on the show later on. Her name is Dr. Nakima Lee. She's the author of Rockstar Sex Life, The 30 Days to Freedom, Becoming the Authentic You, A Guide to the Real You. So Nakima, she's going to be on the call later on, and she's going to be talking about self-image in an article that she recently had published in Ebony.com. So I look forward to having her on the show, and like I said, it's going to be a treat. So, yeah, so we have a jam-packed evening this evening, Z.
Sounds awesome. Sounds
yes.
Wonderful. So why don't we give our little disclaimer? You know, we always have to let people know this is an adult show. So you want to go ahead and give them that information, Bonnie?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Z. So, yes, this show is rated R. It is rated R, even though we're going to be, you know, again, with some jam-packed information and education in the show. This is a grown folks conversation. So I know that we remember as kids that term, you know, stay out of grown folks conversation. So we're extending that. This is grown folks conversation radio. But we do encourage, let's just say this, that we always encourage communication with your partner, with your children, because communication is foundation. So I want to stress that. But this is just not the show for your toddlers or your little ones. So just want to say that.
Yes. And, you know, we do want to make sure that people understand that I am not a doctor. I am not a medical authority at all. Anything that we are discussing here or sharing here is strictly from our research and or our personal experiences. So if you decide that you want to try some of the things that we offer, please make sure to check with your doctor, naturopath, or whomever you seek medical advice from to make sure that it is appropriate for you. Everything ain't for everybody.
And just to, you know, piggyback what Z said about, I'm not a doctor. I am a certified holistic health coach, but I am not a doctor. So if you're undergoing any medications or and you hear some things that may be able to help you with any dis-ease going on in your life, please feel free to have open communication with your care provider as well. So, yeah, I think that covers that. Z, can you think of anything else?
No, I think that's all. I think the family is understanding that, and let's just get it on, girl. Let's get it on.
Yes.
I do want to know what fascinated me about when I was taking class with you. And I do want to let people know, Bonnie, I met Bonnie I found her up on Facebook when she was doing an adult sex ed 203. Am I saying it correctly?
Yes.
Wednesday evenings here in the Baltimore area. And I'm like, what? A sex ed class on a Wednesday night? I can do that. So one of the things that I loved about coming to your class, in addition to the movement, and I'm sure we're going to have a show about that, was the food. You know, I'm a food girl. I love food. And when you started sharing about the importance of food and our sex life, our health and wellness, and, you know, you were relating that, you were bringing these little recipes of yours and the things that you were doing and, you know, the fruit, you know, the grapes, the white grapes, and, you know, all the beautiful foods that you were bringing in. I was, you know, it all works. It was all good. So I love that you have a passion for food.
Thank you.
Nutritious food for health and sexual wellness. So I'm going to let you go ahead and do you, boo. Do your thing.
Well, thank you, V. I appreciate it. And I am a foodie, so I love to eat. And to be able to incorporate that into what I do is just, you know, it's wonderful. So tonight we get to talk about food. And V, let me just say this, is that, you know, the old saying that we are what we eat. You know, I can't stress that. We are what we eat. We are what we drink. So when we are eating things that are whole and wholesome in their natural form, then we feel more complete. Whereas when we are eating things, a lot of times we go in the grocery store, then what do we see on the counter? We see things in boxes. Everything is in a box, all right? And we're driving in a box, in a box car. And we go into a cubicle, and we're in yet another box. So, therefore, we're feeling boxed in and not expanding. And we want to think about expansion, because when we're eating things that are whole and in their natural form, they're expanding. They are the manifestation and the expression of life. So I wanted to say that is that we bring intention, and that's one of the things that we talked about in class is intention when we are eating these things. So we're not just eating our strawberries, just popping them in our mouth, which is so, it's fun and easy to do, right? But what did we do to Z in class? What did we do before we ate anything when we were in our sex ed class?
Well, we took time to savor. We had we include our senses. We smelled it. You know, you said smell the aroma of it, because that gets all the senses starting to move. You know, so you smell it, you touch it. You know, it has a different kind of texture, and of course, taste.
And you said, I'm sorry. What'd you say,
and
Z?
Of course, taste.
Yes, of course. Taste the sweetness. You know, the texture of it when we sink down with it in our teeth. You know, all those things that we want to be present to when we're eating. So I talk about a strawberry, and in our post today, we talked about how about setting a bowl of strawberries, of juicy red strawberries, you know, by your bedside. It's something that you can share with yourself and your lover, you know, this experience. You're enjoying the color. And then on top of that, what they're packed with, the antioxidants, the photochemicals that reduce joint inflammation, and they reduce inflammation, because unfortunately we're living in a world where most of our food is highly inflammatory, which causes arthritis and, you know, inflammation of the arteries and things like that. So when we have those types of issues going on, our body is imbalanced. And when our body is imbalanced, all the systems are not working properly. So we're overloading our body with these fats, with these oils, with these toxins that are literally on a cellular level. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, you know, looking through a microscope like a cell back in elementary school, and how, you know, it looks like a jiggly bubble. But literally what happens on a cellular level is that these, you know, it's supposed to be nice and fluid. It becomes clogged. And is not able to function properly because it's not able to metabolize the foods that we're eating. Again, I talked about us eating things that are coming out of a box. So these foods lack nutrients. And when they lack nutrients, then our body, our cells are not getting the proper nutrients and that they need. So when it comes to, you know, wanting to, and the older we get, you know, we have to deal with hormones. So when it comes to, you know, sexual play and energy, the older we get and the less active we get, you know, we start to see that play into in our bedroom. So with strawberries, we mentioned how, you know, they are packed with chemicals that help with libido. And then the color alone, the color red, stimulates the lower chakra. So we're able to, you know, incorporate that. And I have some other goodies, too. I got stuck on strawberries because strawberries are one of my favorite. So, you know, we have plenty of those in class.
Yes.
But, you know, they feel good and look good. And so,
What I loved about in this article, which we posted up, and I hope people will go back and read it, which I really didn't know, and the article says that men find women who wear red sexy. You know,
yes.
Turning men on with the red. So, okay, so you're in your bedroom, and you have on your red negligee or your red thong or whatever you're going to wear. And you've got, you know, you've got your red on, and, you know, and then you bring some beautiful nutrition with some red strawberries, a nice bowl of red strawberries to mm-hmm. the bedside. And, you know, make sure they're nice and juicy. and so there you are. And, you know, so and it adds to the play. You know, you see movies all the time, Vonnie, when, you know, mm-hmm. the guy is putting the strawberry in the woman's mouth, or maybe she's doing it to him and her lips just curl around it or his lips curl around it, and then they take that bite. And then it just, you know, you can just feel how sexy and wonderful that is. Well, and it is sexy, but guess what?
It is.
It also is adding that nutrition to the body.
Yeah.
You know, when those phytonutrients get in there and start connecting with them cells and tissues, and you're opening yourself up for a really romantic and enhancing lovemaking experience.
Yes. And you're literally chasing the rainbow, you know, because when you hear the word photonutrients, that's what it is. You're getting that light energy from fruit, and it's manifested as a juicy red strawberry or a succulent ripe mango, you know, it's like, so you're getting that, and you're getting that energy, you're getting the juices in the natural form. And let me just add that berries, oh, yeah, so berries aren't just good for the antioxidants and, you know, all those things, but berries are also good for the juiciness, too, Z. Yes, blackberries, strawberries, blueberries.
Juicy.
Yes.
So I want to talk about berries, more about berries in a second, but I want to go back to those strawberries. Because what do you like to add with strawberries? Now, I know for us chocoholics, girl, it ain't nothing like some chocolate-covered strawberry. And dark chocolate, we all know. I mean, if we don't know by now, we ought to. Dark chocolate, of course, is the best chocolate because it has its own nutrients and is considered one of the best aphrodisiacs. So, you know, you're going to be enhancing the libido with this aphrodisiac chocolate that you are dipping your strawberry in. And man, I'm telling you, woo, some good music, some Marvin Gaye talking about some sexual healing, and it's on, it is on, it is on.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And chocolate, I mean, for thousands of years, like, chocolate has been known for that. And the problem is today is with the chocolate that we have has been heavily sugared, heavily processed. So the nutrients have been stripped from a lot of the chocolate. But like you said, that dark chocolate, or the chocolate in its raw form, which is cacao, you can get cacao powder, and you can make you a chocolate syrup. Actually, I have a wonderful recipe for that, I might add. But I like to work with that. I like to get to the rawness, the root, you know. So I'll get my raw chocolate in. The chocolate, it contains magnesium and calcium and sulfur and zinc and copper and potassium, like all these things your body cannot produce. And so you get these from the foods that you eat, because you can't just eat, you can't be chomping on zinc or chomping on iron or copper. Like, that's, you know, that's not how it works. So we get the nutrients from the food and from the soil in which the food absorbs. So when we're eating the chocolate, that's what we're absorbing, Z, and we're getting that natural protein and that fiber, and it's a win-win. And so I just, you know, just want to stress that, you know, we don't need the, you know, Viagra is out there, and they have some other pills and potions and things like that. But when you decide to take a holistic approach and a holistic lifestyle, you're able to, again, feel whole, and because you're ingesting wholeness and completeness. And sexual vitality, that's part of it, you know. So,
I like to say that, you know, when we talk about the cacao, you know, when I get dark chocolate, I usually get 72% or above.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I know that there are some that's like 90%, and that's a little bit bitter for me, but some people love it. But I do go for the 72% and above. And then when you mix them with some almonds, so, you know, okay, so now you've got strawberries, you've got your dark chocolate, and then your almonds. And almonds, we know, have their own nutritional impact upon the body and sexual health as well.
Yes, yes. And almonds and a lot of almonds and nuts and seeds, the oils that are in these nuts and seeds, they're good for sperm health. So, you know, for mobility and potency, and, you know, and zinc seeds are zinc. Not, I always call them zinc seeds. I mean pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds are full of zinc. And they are excellent for male reproductive health as well. So almonds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, and not the ones with all the salt on them, but these are simple foods that you can incorporate into your diet, you know, on a normal basis, on a regular basis. You know, like having a mixture, you can have a dark chocolate type of trail mix that you can eat every day, you know, because it's good to be proactive. Not to say we want to be crunching and munching on nuts like right before we get into an intimate situation, but I mean, some of us might want to be crunching and munching on nuts, but I love this show because I can use these type of puns, but you know, we want to stay proactive. So by incorporating these types of foods into our normal diet, you know, we're staying ahead of the curve, I like to think. What do you think, Z?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that it all works. You know, it is whatever it is. You know, if you're relaxing, you and your baby are relaxing, even before you get into lovemaking, you've got your nuts and you've got your strawberries, and you've got your chocolate, and you're just sitting there just chilling out with each other. You may not even have the intention. You know, you may not even have come prepared that, you know, for that. But you get the munching, and, you know, then you get to feeding each other. And, you know, one thing absolutely leads to another because it's all about the chemistry. You know, it's all about the chemistry. One of the things that it says in this article, which I find is very interesting, is that almonds, according to Dr. Berman, is consisted of feisty food. They've been purported to increase passion. I'm going to go get me some right now. And they act as a sexual stimulant. So, you know, if you're not in the mood, get some almonds and it'll get you in the mood.
This
also says that it aids with fertility. And I know, Vonnie, you're interested in talking about, you know, female reproductive and, you know, male and female reproductive health and wellness. But it looks like almonds are a great way to enhance, to aid with fertility.
Yes, they are. They are. And with almond milk, so we mentioned, you mentioned almond milk, and so that's a good way of getting that type of food into your system. And so what I like to do is make this shake, and I use you have your blender, and so you have almond milk. And you can use a chocolate almond milk, too, to make a quick version. But if not, you can use the dark chocolate powder, the cacao. And then what I like to sweeten it with, Z, is maple syrup. Maple syrup, yes, Yes. So when you sweeten with maple syrup, you're getting that the sweetness, but you're also getting the benefits from the maple syrup. Because we talked about how chocolate, how it carries different vitamins and minerals, and so does maple syrup. So you're getting it from a tree, from a maple tree. So you not the Aunt Jemima type of syrup,
no,
but we want to
get
it.
Yeah. The grape tea, isn't it the grade
mm-hmm.
B that's supposed to be?
B. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
You get the Ooh. Amber maple syrup. And then I add my chocolate powder, and I add a little cayenne pepper, too.
Ooh,
so,
okay, wait a minute now. How much cayenne pepper? Because that stuff
just
be
a dash.
So
just a dash. Nope.
Okay.
Uh-uh. Just to give it a dash, to give it just a little bite. All right. So nothing like you're not just, you know, you're not dousing it, but just a little, you know, dash just to give it a bite. And then I put another supplement. I have my cacao. I have my dash of cayenne. And then I like to add maca root powder. Now, have you heard of that, maca?
I have not. Maca root.
Mm,
I haven't.
Maca root. Mm-hmm. So that is, I like to call that a little hot plant right there. And so this is a root that's grown in the harsh terrains of Peru, and it's been written about for centuries how the Peruvians use this root for energy, but it was known for sexual, or is known for sexual vitality and stamina. And so you crush up the root and you make it into a powder, and you can purchase this powder in your local health food store. And I'm seeing more regular grocery stores carrying supplements such as cacao and maca. And it comes in a white powder, and you can add, I like to add like a tablespoon of that into my mix, and you mix that up, girl.
Okay, so you got your sweetness, you've got your almond milk with your almond nutrients. And you've got your cacao powder, which is going to add that chocolate taste.
Yes.
And then the maca root, which is going to enhance the libido. Oh, and the cayenne. So
the cayenne,
you're talking about maybe like a dash of cayenne. Okay, so
like
you're talking about a cup of, to make your smoothie, you're making like a cup of milk.
Yeah, and you can mix it up, and you can warm it up, and you can have it as a tea. Now, if you want a thicker consistency, you can add a banana to it and some ice. But that's like the root of it. So you can have it like a frozen type of deal, like a, you know, see, or you can mix it up and you can warm it and serve it as a chai tea. And you can put the dash of cayenne on top of it, you know, to spruce it up. But that right there, you don't need no 5-hour energy drink or no Viagra or what are the other drinks, the Monster and all that stuff.
Yeah,
you don't need none of that.
Yes. That sounds delicious. Yeah. And, of course, that's something that you can have any time during the day. You don't have to have it just, you know, if you're thinking about making love. Yeah, that's something
exactly.
You can take a day off with. And, you know, get all those wonderful nutrients in the body. I don't know how much you'll be able to focus at work if you start and it starts moving and grooving. But it absolutely sounds like a wonderful drink to bring better health and wellness and something nutritious.
Yes. Oh, Z, so it looks like we are getting to the top of the hour, honey. This time flies. But the good thing about it, but the good thing is that we're here every week, 7:30. So, you know, we're going to keep the conversation going. We're not going nowhere. So love, sex, and nutrition. We got more, you know, to talk about this topic because there's plenty of other foods that you can incorporate into your diet to help with your sexual vitality and your wellness and helping with low libido and fertility and stamina and all those different things. But, you know, like I said, we're going to keep the conversation going in future shows. So we're going to go ahead and break to our commercial. And when we get back, I am excited. We are going to have Dr. Nakima Lee on the show, the author of The Rockstar Sex Life. Yes, I'm so excited to have her on the show. And this, again, is Vani.
I'm excited to hear from her. Thank you so much for inviting her to the show tonight.
Yes, I'm excited to have her on. So this is Vani, your sexual wellness coach, and Z.
And this is Z, your sex enthusiast, and we will be right back after this commercial break. One love.
Right.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old school favorites in R&B, hip hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own sacred masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
We are back. It is Vani and Z back with Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And I'm excited to introduce our guest tonight. Her name is Dr. Nakima Lee. She is an intimate relations coach and certified law of attraction guide and national touring speaker for the Pop Erotica Variety Show, The Sweet Spot. And she now teaches over 30 cities around the country and did over 120 shows this year alone. Now, Nakima, she is also the chief editor of Desire Magazine, the official magazine for The Sweet Spot, and the editor for Upscale Magazine. So I was honored to be featured in one of her articles this year on redemption, and I had a good time working with her. And she's also a sister, a friend of mine, and it's just an honor to have her on the show tonight. Nakima was recently featured on Ebony.com as well as YourTango.com, one of the top leading websites on love. I can go on and on and on, Nakima, but I'm just, I don't have so much. I know the time is going to go by fast, so I just want to get you on. And again, sis, it's an honor for you to be on the show tonight. So I want to welcome Dr. Nakima Lee.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay, Nakima?
I can hear you well. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome to Let's Talk
Perfect.
About Sex and Nutrition.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. Hi, Ms. V. How are you doing this evening?
I am blessed and grateful, and I am honored to have you with us tonight. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward
Thank
to your
you.
Tonight.
Yes, let's do it.
Uh-huh. So, Nakima, I mentioned that you had an article recently published in Ebony.com, and you know, the title of the show is Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And one of the things we've been talking about are orgasm, and we talked about the holistic approach to love and sex and vitality. But one of the things that I found interesting in your article was that how we feel about our body and how that plays into the bedroom. So can you speak more about that, Nakima?
Excuse me.
Definitely.
I apologize. Sure. We're getting some noise in the background, and we're getting people that are saying that there's a lot of noise in the background, and I'm also hearing it. So I don't know if it's coming from, but it's a lot of static on the line.
It may be me, and I do apologize to all the listeners, but I'm traveling at the moment.
Okay. Now we are sure what's going on, but it's all good, babe. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. I'll try to speak loud so that somehow I can overpower that background noise. But, the article in Ebony.com talked about people's self-image and how we feel about our bodies. A particular client of mine, she had an issue with her vagina. She didn't think her vagina looked like the girls in porn, and she literally did not want to have sex with her partner because she was ashamed of how her vagina looked. And it wasn't that her partner didn't like it. It wasn't that she was getting any backlash. She just personally felt like her vagina wasn't right. It was ugly. Those were the words that she used. And my idea or the technique that I like to use when people have self-image issues is just to change the conversation that's going on in one's mind. Because at the end of the day, we create our own image of ourselves just by saying I am fat or I am bald or I am ugly. When you say the I am about yourself, you take on that persona. So if we could just change the conversation to finding one thing that you do love about yourself or you do appreciate about yourself, and you can start to build from there. I gave the example in the article about when I was going through a bout of depression, I did not like myself. I had negative feedback from my environment, to include my family, and no one around me was giving me any positive image to uphold to. So I had to find my own self. So I found my smile. I found that was something that I liked about myself. So I spent, 5-10 minutes in a mirror just saying, you know what, Nakima, I like your smile. I like the way it's crooked. I like the way, your teeth look. I like the way, and I started to change the conversation that I was having about myself. And really, when it comes to our own self-image, it's our self-image. You have the power to change it just by changing your perspective.
Yes, I agree. This article, resonates with me because coming up, I had some, issues with self-image. And you mentioned in the article of identifying the source. And sometimes, that's a bold movement because it could be people that, can be friends or family members that give us these negative, receptions of who we are.
So, mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I know, it takes some soul searching. And, again, just identifying what it is that's causing me to feel this way about my body. And, with porn and even, with commercials with women's, how we see the images of women's bodies and how they're meant to fit this certain, mold and form. And we look at that and think that that's the norm when truthfully, clitoris, vaginas, penises come in all different shapes, sizes, colors. You know, we come in different shapes, sizes, and colors. When everybody's not, you know, going to look like Beyonce or, you know, or what's the other girl, Kim Kardashian, these figures like that. But the sad thing is that, you know, we find that we're trying to compare ourselves to these images and live up to them, and it's making us feel a certain kind of way because we're trying to be, you know, someone else instead of being authentically being ourselves.
That's true. I think the public has such a powerful hold on our psyches because they program into us constantly, whether it's the radio that we listen to, whether it's the TV that we watch, even the newspapers that we read and the magazines that we see at the grocery store. We're constantly being bombarded with an image. Even as a dark-skinned woman versus a light-skinned woman, we've always been pitted against each other in some sort of fashion. So when, you know, the Bible says, guard up your mind, it really means that in a literal sense. You do have to protect what you see and what you what images you allow into your psyche, because they can sway you into thinking, okay, well, maybe I am too big to wear this dress. I mean, sometimes you are, but really it's up to you and how you feel. If you feel comfortable, then wear the dress. It's totally fine. I mean, I will admit some people shouldn't wear certain sizes, but hey, listen, to each his own. I still love you.
I just want to jump in for a second. I think it's, you know, the conversation that you're having tonight is just so vital, because I find, and I have some beautiful friends in my life, and we can so often look at all the things that are wrong with ourselves instead of the 100,000 things that are right with ourselves, you know. You know, and when you talked about the sister who found her vagina or her yoni, I love the word yoni, you know, unattractive to the point where, you know, she didn't want to have sex with her partner. And it wasn't even her partner saying that, what she was feeling about herself. I think that is so important for us to find that beautiful self, find that one thing, like you found your smile, you know, find that one part of ourselves that we really can fall in love with, or think that is unique and different about ourselves, and remember that mind chatter, because when we put that I am, we are creating something. Every time we say I am, we're creating something. It's either going to be good or not so good. So I just invite sisters, you know, sometimes it's, you know, breath, you know, women, if they don't have a lot, and my breasts are too small, and some women, my breasts are too big, or my butt is too flat, and my butt is too big. So, you know, love, love, love what we have.
Yeah.
And be proud of it all. Be absolutely proud of it all.
Mm-hmm. You know, because with social media now, you're seeing all these pictures on Instagram and Facebook, and you're seeing what women are doing to their bodies with injecting these poisons and these toxins into their skin, into their muscle tissue. And it's, I mean, I know it's extreme, but this is happening. You know, we're living in a world where this is happening. And as a result of, you know, somewhere down the line where we're not feeling, we're not valuing ourselves, where we're not appreciating ourselves, where we want to, you know, do these things to our body in order to look a certain way and to get a certain, you know, type of attention or love that we think we're going to get, but ends up, you know, not being that type of love and attention that we really need, which obviously, you know, comes from within.
And do you find that it makes a difference in the bedroom when a woman does not appreciate her body? You know, she doesn't want to have sex with the light on. She doesn't want her man looking at her because she feels that she's overweight, or, like I said, maybe she doesn't have enough. And so it can really ruin your wonderful, an amazing, wonderful sex life with your mate because of what, you know, what you look at when you see your body image as a negative, in a negative way.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to continue your point. It will even hinder you from having an orgasm because you're so self-conscious. You're not allowing your mind and your spirit to really let go in the essence of the orgasm because you're so preoccupied with how you may look exteriorly or how that person or your partner may even feel about you. So it can really impact your overall health because without orgasms, you probably already know life is pretty terrible. But I hate to say it that way, but it really is because you don't have that opportunity for the release that the orgasm provides.
Yes. Oh, I love that. So talk a little bit more about that, because we know that orgasms are absolutely vital for our sexual health, well-being, and, you know, for our heart health, for overall wellness. Can you talk a little bit more about that and why it's so important?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing about an orgasm, it's even from a scientific perspective, if you don't believe in the whole metaphysical nature of an orgasm, just taking it from a scientific perspective, you release a dopamine, you're releasing those chemicals that make you feel happy, that make you feel loved, that make you feel beautiful. And when you don't have that chemical release, the brain is used to that. It's a natural occurring thing. It was put into your body's chemical system to take place. So when it doesn't happen, the body believes that something is wrong. So when the brain or the mind believes that something is off balance, it seeks to have that. And if you continue to deny yourself the opportunity to be in balance, you will be continuously out of whack. It's sort of like people who are acutely dehydrated, like most of the country, because we don't drink enough water. So many of our bodies are living in a constant state of dehydration. So the moment you start to give your body what it needs, you start to function better. Your body will automatically drop 5-10 pounds. You will automatically feel clearer, feel better, have energy. You won't have to take the 5-hour energies or the monster drinks when your body's in a great homeostasis. And that's the same thing with your orgasm. When you have the balance of sexual transmutation, which means you're holding your orgasm for a moment of time versus you're actually in an orgasmic state, it's a beautiful thing because your body is in its natural state. It's in its home. It's just in its natural state. And when the body is in its natural state, it thrives. Just like if you were to plant corn, if you were to plant corn in Canada where it's constantly cold, it wouldn't thrive as well if you planted it in Nebraska where it's hot, it has a good climate change, it has the appropriate sun, it has the appropriate moisture. You will yield a better harvest when you're planting in a more fertile ground. So when you make your body a more fertile ground, your orgasms are more richer, they're more intense, they're more meaningful.
Oh, I love how you put that, infertile ground, yes. So as we talked about in the first half, we were talking about nutrition and eating whole foods. So, again, you know, that goes, again, with the holistic mentality is that we want to wholeness. That's what we're looking for, being whole and complete and balanced. And orgasm, that's a big part of it.
It is. And I think just having an orgasm mentally, and I know a lot of us just think of orgasms as a physical thing. You know, you're having sex and you have this climactic adventure. But really, you can have orgasms mentally. You can have orgasms emotionally, let's say crying, for instance. If you find yourself just bursting out into tears, you know, your doctor might try to give you a pill for it, try to say you're depressed, but no, really, sometimes you need to have emotional moments just of release, just to let go of certain things. And I call them, you know, emotional orgasms or even mental orgasms, where you take the hike to the local mountain where you live and you look out and you be inspired by what it is that you see.
Yes, I love it. So we talk a lot about orgasm. So I like the term either emotional orgasm. Because I know, you know, as women, well, as we talked about men, last week we talked about the male G-spot and how with men, how men hold an emotion, and whereas women, we're more good with expressing our emotion. So when we're not able to have that release, that emotional release, things manifest themselves because things, you know, illness, disease starts out on an energetic level. So we're not able, we're holding all that in and not able to get that release. You know, would you, would it be, well, this is my theory, and, you know, when, with heart disease especially being, you know, one of the top killers for women, you know, if we're not getting that emotional release and we're holding that in our chest, it's going to manifest itself in some kind of way. Do you agree?
I do. I do agree. And yeah. What will happen is you'll have either the heart attack, the stroke, the aneurysm, or whatever, and we're like, well, what happened? She looked like she was having fun. She was doing fine physically, but mentally, emotionally, she was holding on to some sort of stress or some sort of anger or some sort of hatred or some sort of something, and it, again, manifested itself physically in the body.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
May I ask, what would you recommend and suggest for, you know, some of us have, some people have partners that they can have a regular sexual, healthy sexual life with. You know, how many times a week is considered, you know, good health, sexual health and wellness? And if you're solo, you don't have anybody right now, how can women and men have orgasms that will keep them healthy?
Well, even the physical act of sex 2 to 3 times a week is phenomenal. But really, what's the key to maintaining a healthy mind, a healthy body, and a healthy sex life is meditation. It's the end-all, the be-all. It's the magic pill. It's the, you know, the Mary Poppins cough syrup. It cures everything, in my opinion. Just 10 minutes a day, first thing in the morning or just before you go to bed at night. I prefer the morning. Just to sit still, let your mind be free, and just sort of let your body heal itself. You'll find yourself after a while, especially maybe about 14 days to 30 days of continuous meditation, you'll find yourself at the end of your meditation practice feeling freer, feeling released, feeling let go, feeling lighter, and that's you living in your orgasmic state, and you can have that feeling all the time. I used to have these 30-day orgasms, and people were like, oh, my God, I mean, you're having an orgasm every day for 30 days, and it's like, no, I'm not having the physical act of sex every day and creating a climactic experience. I'm releasing the tension, the stress, the hurt, the pain, the depression, the bitterness, the sadness, the frustration, whatever it is that I may be feeling negatively in my body, I'm releasing that on a daily basis, and I'm refilling that with love, with intimacy, with joy, with hope, with praise, whatever positive emotion that I can find. And by doing so, I see life differently. I see life in the light. And because I see life in the light, I feel so much better. I feel the joy. I feel the hope. And when, for example, I'm driving to New York right now and I caught a flat tire, anybody else would be like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I had a flat. What am I going to do? I got to call AAA. I got to get a new tire. And would have been stressed. But I understand that there's a higher power working because I communicate with it every day. I know that whatever's happening now is something that may be prevented. I may have avoided an accident had I, you know, kept going. I may have avoided a traffic jam. I may have the flat tire may have giving me an opportunity to slow down, putting less stress on my vehicle, and creating a more a different situation. So everything that happens, and I know a lot of people say, well, everything that happens negatively does not mean it's a positive situation. But if you look at it, if you find some sort of light in life and in everything, you're able to have that orgasmic release. You're able to have that orgasmic experience. And as a single person, it's beautiful to live in joy because joy attracts joy. When you walk around as the bitter single woman, you're going to attract bitter single men. And you're going to wonder why you keep attracting the same piece of crap, because you're a piece of crap, because your spirit's a piece of crap, and it's calling for itself. And when you find yourself, you're going to be like, oh, my God, that's not who I am, but I beg to differ. We attract what we like.
Yes. Ooh, Nakima, you are on point. You are on point.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Oh, boy, that was amazing. Thank you so much for that. What you are, you will attract exactly what you are and how you're vibrating. And, Vania, I just want to say we're coming up on just about 25 after the hour, and we do want to open up the lines. You know, we have to give our audience a chance to come in and maybe ask some questions of our beautiful guest tonight, or offer some comments. So if you want to take a couple minutes to do that.
Okay. All right, Z. Actually, we don't have any callers that are chiming in.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, well, I guess this
look, they're so look. If they're as enamored as I am, they just want to hear everything the sister has to say.
Yes,
so.
yes. Well, Nakima, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and coming on the show tonight. Can you also tell the guests, the listeners, how they can find out more information about you, to, you know, keep up with you? As I mentioned, you're on tour with the Sweet Spot, and I know you're coming to D.C. soon. So, you know, if you can just share some of your information before the show's over, I would love for you to do so.
Absolutely. Thank you. I thank you again for the invitation, and I thank you again for the conversation, because a lot of us need to hear this, and there's so many of us that are so trapped behind the walls of society, and we don't have this level of conversation with each other so that we can have beautiful sexual experiences. So you're more than welcome, the listeners are more than welcome to follow me on NakimaLee.com and all across social media as Nakima Lee, and it's, you know, spelled NikeMalee. And I believe if you go to NakimaLee.com, there's an opportunity for your listeners to get one of my free ebooks. It's called Intimacy Basic. It's a part of a series that I have, and it's about the basics that we need for intimacy. So if you wanted to go over to NakimaLee.com and get that, you're more than welcome to do so. And there's an opportunity to follow me, and you could become a member of NakimaLee.com, where we have motivational calls in the morning. We have a weekly newsletter that you can receive. There's all types of webinars that I do every Tuesday. This past Tuesday, we did one on the art of fellatio, where we really talked about how you can use fellatio in your life, and how it's more than just a physical act, and how it really helps to stimulate you mentally and spiritually. Next week we're going to be talking about the body image and making sure we are keeping ourselves in a positive light when we look at ourselves. So if you wanted to get more information on that, I suggest you sign up for that. It's so many things that are going on, and like you said, just touring with this Sweet Spot right now on our way to New York for the weekend, and we will be in D.C. September 19th at Bliss Nightclub, and you can go to sweetspotnation.com for some more information. There are some tickets available on NakimaLee.com, but there's a wonderful opportunity, and I'll be doing what I call pop-up talks throughout the country. The first one is September the 12th in St. Louis. We're going to just do a pop-up talk where we're going to meet, powwow as women, as men, and really have an intriguing conversation about sexuality and how we can grow from the inside out and not be dependent on social media and social norms, and we can really trust our own selves to find what it is that we're missing in our lives.
Oh, outstanding.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Sister Nakima. And also, Vonnie, I got a text message that we have someone that wanted to make a comment. Do you see her in the queue?
No, I don't see the icon that I'm supposed to see. Do you know what number?
Let's see.
If you give me the area.
Did she push the number one so that her hand goes up?
Yeah, I told her to push the number one. So let's see where she's calling from. Yeah, and Nakima, could you please spell your name again? NakimaLee.com, you said?
Sure. It's N as in Nancy, I K E E, M as in Mary, A L E E .com.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
See if you have a call, Bonnie, from 301-301-359.
Okay. And I also want to say that we're going to also post Nakima's information on our Facebook page, Love, Sex, and Nutrition. So you can also get a link to Nakima from there as well.
Excellent. Oh, I can't wait to see the sweet spot. I can't wait for you to come to the Washington area. I love the pop-up talks. Oh, my gosh. Please bring more of them this way so we can enjoy that as well.
Absolutely. I'm calling you first. I'm sending you the invitation first.
All right. So we have a caller on the line, 301 on the last
499. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, ladies. I missed a lot of the show. But I heard the last little bit about being a crabby single woman, you know, not getting none. And it's so funny because I was thinking the other day, like, you know, why am I always in these moods? And I was like, you know what? It's that I need sex. Like, I have been single for a minute, and before I was single, I was married, always had like this high sex drive, you know, in my marriage, like I was always on my husband, and I just find myself, because I've gone through so many different things after he passed away, I found myself shutting down sexually. And I really had the thought in my mind that, like, maybe I need to just bring myself to orgasm every day. Like, maybe that'll make a difference in, because I just feel like sometimes I'm pent up. And if I was able to release on a regular basis, then I would be happier, because I noticed that when I do have sex, I'm just so much more happier. I don't know what it is we're releasing, you know, after we have an orgasm. Like, is there some kind of hormone that releases happiness out of you? Because I need to know what is going on. And, you know, I just, hearing you say that, you know, how important it is to release, like, I don't cry a lot, and I'm really trying to, like, get in touch with myself on all levels, whether it's sexually, you know, knowing my body, knowing what I like sexually, whether it's just getting in touch with my feelings. I've heard people say, and I didn't used to get this, like, sometimes they'll get in the shower and they'll just make themselves cry. And I feel like, why would somebody do that? Why would somebody, like, make themselves cry? Being bottled up, like, you just start, you become numb. And I'm just learning in this stage of my life that is not how I want to live my life. Like, I want to live my life full on, head on, and be sexually free and know what I like on my body and be in touch with my feelings. Because you know, being a single mom and, you know, you got to have the masculine energy. You can't always show your feminine side. At least I feel like that. I can't always show my feminine side. Like, I always got to stand in masculine energy. And I can't let nobody see, you know, that I'm having a vulnerable moment. So I know I just said a lot in that, but can somebody give me some feedback on what I just said?
I wanted to say thank you for sharing. And that's the beautiful part of shows like this, that you get an opportunity to share amongst people who can appreciate your story. And then the wonderful thing that I love about self-healing is that 95% of the time, we already know what medicine we need, and we're just afraid to take it. So I'm just going to give you your own medicine that you said that you already need. And one is you need to cry. So if you need to go in the bathroom and take a hot shower and just let yourself cry, you need to cry. And crying from the morning of your husband. I don't know how long ago he passed away, but I got the sense that there's still a mourning that needs to take place. There's still a let go that needs to take place. And then two, yes, you need to bring yourself to orgasm, but not from a instant gratification perspective, like let me get a nut so that I'll feel better, but more so let me love myself enough that I can let go of what it is that I'm holding on to. And when you can do those two things, and there's a couple of other things that you can perhaps do as well that's going to allow you to feel free. I would love to have that opportunity to talk to you. But if you do those two things, you're definitely going to feel 85 to 95% better.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
You know, thank you so much as well. Thank you for asking that question and for sharing your heart. I'm sure that as you shared, you touched some other people who may be going through the same thing. You know, feeling that anxiety or stress or crabbiness or irritability and wondering what we should do about it. Thank you, Sister Nakima, for your suggestion. But also, I don't know if you heard when she talked about the meditation. It's the magic potion, so to speak. And so even taking that time for that quiet time, that special time, that you time, that time to connect with spirit, first thing in the morning is awesome. One of the beautiful times, and it's a wonderful time of the year to do this, is I like getting up at 3 a.m., you know, and if you get a chance to get up at 3 a.m. and you have a beautiful sacred space that you can go out and enjoy the morning air, it's nice and crisp, the birds are coming up, and you just get a chance to just be with spirit, that's a beautiful time. So meditation will also, in my opinion, and I'm sure as Nakima said, help bring about that release and that union with self and bring that peace, the ultimate peace. So thank you.
I'm looking on the switchboard. I don't see any other callers.
Okay, everybody's quiet tonight. Yeah, last week we had all these people saying they couldn't get in. Do you see anything? 773 number? No other? Because I know we missed 773 last week.
No, I don't see 773.
Okay. All right.
Even though we didn't have as many people calling, and we still had a jam-packed show, Nakima, again, I thank you for being on and just sharing with us, you know, what you shared. And I would, you know, if it's not so much, I would love to invite you back on in the future if you, you know, if you don't mind.
I don't I don't mind at all. I would more than welcome to come back. I appreciate it so much.
Yes, I mean, it's important, like you said, to keep this conversation going because, you know, we need more adult conversation about this. And I want to thank the caller again for coming on and sharing what you shared and that we were able to create that space for you where you felt comfortable with sharing. And this, you know, with you sharing is a part of your release. So what, you know, with the meditation and when Akima says, you know, emotionally, you know, just releasing and crying and doing those things, I know that, you know, you will get the release that you're looking for. And thank you, sis. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to wrap up the show for this evening. And before we do, Z, did you have any thing that you wanted to add before we close out?
Yeah, I actually wanted to ask the sister, Sister Nakima, we started off the show talking about nutrition, and I don't know if you were able to get on to hear the beginning of our show, but I just wanted to know because you mentioned about dehydration and how important it is to hydrate the body for healthy sexual wellness, I mean, for vibrancy and health, period, but also for sexual health and wellness. And I wondered if you could offer the family any of your own suggestions regarding nutrition, hydration, and things that will bring about sexual health and wellness.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that something that is just so powerful, and you touched on it once again, is meditation. In the act of meditation, when you come out, you're in such in tune with your body that your body will tell you what it needs, whether it needs a green smoothie that day or whether you need a greasy cheeseburger. Your body's going to tell you what you need. And if you are taking the time to listen to your cells, to listen to your blood flow, to listen to your lung capacity, it will tell you you need to eat more leafy greens. You need to go on a detox because your body's not responding well. Or your body is in homeostasis, so you need to have some extra protein in the form of red meat. Your body will speak to you. When it comes to nutrition, I'm an advocate for listening to your body. I currently am on this lifestyle, I like to call it, where I only eat when I'm hungry. I eat what I want, whether that's avocado and a sunny side up egg or that's a cheeseburger with bacon on it. I eat what I want, but I eat to enjoy, which means I take bites, small bites. I chew my food. I taste my food. I make sure that I enjoy my food. And then because I'm eating so slow, the brain has time to catch up with the stomach. And I don't eat as much because I stop eating when I'm full. And not full, fat, and falling off the chair full, but when my brain says, you're full, and I'm comfortable, I'm okay, and I stop eating. And I won't eat again until I'm hungry, and not starvation hungry, but just like I can eat something. And if you just maintain and listen to your body is going to tell you exactly what it needs all the time. And because we don't take those 10 minutes a day to get in tune and to be able to recognize that still small voice within ourselves, we don't hear ourselves. There's so much going on in the world that we're so out of pocket with us. We hear everybody else. We hear the Kim Kardashian say, you need to drink this, you need to have a green smoothie. Or we hear the fitness trainer say, you need to do 5 minutes of squats every day. But your body might be saying something different for you. Listen to yourself. You are your greatest, greatest asset. And that's my best advice I can give.
That is awesome. Absolutely magnificent. And you said it all. And I just want to add, water, water, water. You know, we just cannot drink enough water, and I advocate alkaline water, good, healthy water to nourish the body and keep everything flowing magnificently. Oh, my gosh. This has been a power-packed evening. Beautiful. Sister Nakima, thank you so much for your love, for your sharing, for your caring, and for this conversation. We are going to have you back to do the whole show with us. We wish you a safe and beautiful, peaceful journey, exquisite experience while you're out there serving God and the planet. And we look forward to you coming back again soon, okay?
Amen. And so it is.
All right, Vonnie, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for tonight. This has been Power Packed. I invite you, family, to if you didn't get a chance to hear the whole show or you have others, please post it up on Facebook. Invite your family and loved ones to come and hear Sister Nakima and what we've shared tonight. We're going to be posting it so you'll be able to hear it over and over again. And we'll look forward to coming back next week. We're going to have our beautiful, amazing love goddess from the Love Journey, Mrs. Beautiful Janine Ann Ingram. And she's going to be adding some sexy flavor to the Love, Sex, and Nutrition show next week, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Bonnie, did you have anything you wanted to say, beloved?
I just want to, again, just thank Nakima and for coming on tonight and our caller and our listeners for listening live with us. We're going to keep this going. Thank you for joining the conversation. And I look forward to being and sharing the space with you next week. Again, at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, let's talk love, sex, and nutrition.
Yeah, man. God bless and one love.
Good night.
Good night.